We're grateful that you tune in. If you can't make it to church in person, we hope that you do. And just a little reminder, next week, June the 28th, is my last Sunday at Bethel, and we're going to have a covered dish dinner, and I'm grateful for that. So hope and pray you can come and be a part of the fellowship as Judy and I depart from Bethel and turn it over to Ellie Fox, the new pastor. With that said, I entitled my message this week, Dusted. Now, dust is something that I think all of us experience. Judy's always saying, my goodness gracious, where's all this dust come from? I just dusted last week. Now look at this too. But I think dust is one of those things in life that does confound us. And think about it. If you clean, you dust. A day later, you look and lo and behold, there's dust again. Where'd it come from? I cleaned everything. Well, it's as though the world sheds. Think about that. The dog sheds and everybody, snakes shed their skins. So the world must be shedding. In fact, it does all the time. Even you shed. Every 2 or 4 weeks, you shed your entire layer of your skin. That's about 8 pounds a year. But the skin is only a small percentage of the dust that we find on our furniture and floors and hanging in the air. You can see them little particles floating around if you get at the right way of sunlight coming through a window. But house dust is made up of a combination of skin and dander and sand particles, Kleenex particles and fibers and insect waste. Ugh! Dirt tracked from shoes containing any amounts of organic matter and chemicals, carpet fibers, hair, textile fibers, clothing fibers, wood ash or soot, paper fibers, atmospheric particles, or even cosmic dust. Now, some dust is heavier than others. The fluffer, the dust, makes more animal hair and fibers, but dust is not just on our furniture. In fact, it hangs on in the air for about 5 days before it even settles to confound our tidy routine. We breathe it, and it becomes part of who we are, and we become. It's amazing. You might even say, you are what we breathe. Well, you know, things in this old world, we don't even think about it until we stop to think about it. And probably dust is the same way. But dust, you know, I love the buts and the ifs. Dust can be good, too. Because the skin particles we shed have chemicals that protect our world from ozone. Yeah. Dust is responsible for the colors we see in the sunrises and the sunsets when light shines through it. And chemical dust creates the colors of fireworks. It just depends on what the dust is made of. But the truth is, we and our world that we live in are essentially made up of dust. Everything in our world is constantly being made new and fresh. It's also constantly returning to, yeah, you got it, dust. Even as we are dusted, our daily lives and our dead cells, those are replaced with newly developed cells, also made of, you got it, dust. So, dust is what? It's the worldliness of our world. It's the earthiness of our earth. It's humanness of our humanity. And dust is what makes us finite. Dust is what makes us limited, bound to the material, grounded by gravity, and rooted in reality as we know it. Now, I am not as smart about dust as it comes across. I can only tell you what I understand and what I read and study. But dust is it's an important issue. But what's that got to do with the gospel? Well, we are people of the dust, aren't we? In Genesis, you would say our creation story, dust of the earth. We are who we are in our relationship with God, who we are created from what? The smallest particles of dust on the earth. And we're formed and inbreed so that we may live in a relationship with the God of creation, our God, Jesus, our life giver. Is the only one who has the power to lift us up from disillusion into mere dust. only God can raise us out of that dusty limitation into a realm of the kingdom of new life, new possibilities. For God is the breath and the light and the life. So when God's love and redemption shines through our dust, we become more, more, much more than what we are now. For when Jesus lives in us and through us, we rise up and we get a glimpse of his heavenly kingdom. We live in a dusty world, there's no doubt about that. As quantum physics would say, we live in a dusty universe too. Well, even more interesting, we now understand in physics that our dust, in its smallest particles, is made of waves of sound and light that respond to a greater sound and light. You know, the mysteries of the universe, it's wonderful to think about how we are here and all the things that we understand, and more importantly, all the things that we don't understand. So breath and light, renewer and sustainer, when Jesus' light shines through our dust, a rainbow of promise and resurrection appears. That's the reality of our relationship with God. So how well tuned are we to the sound of God's voice? And how are we aware and very receptive of the light of Jesus in our life? I think it all depends on the state of our dust. Our dust and dust can either weigh us down, or when we see it, it can allow us to recognize our relationship with God. There's a gentleman by the name of Malcolm Gladwell who said this, "To a worm in horseradish, the world is horseradish." But the gospel tells us that Jesus can help us transcend that muck of the sandpit because we are inbreathed by the breath of God. We have the ability to look beyond our limitations, to believe, to have faith in what we cannot see, but we know we can move and sustain us. God is with us everywhere we go, and by faith, we understand the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, the faith chapter. So we look around and we only see dust. Or do we see what's really there? A rainbow. God's sign of the presence, the truth, and the promise of Jesus. So when Jesus asks if we have eyes to see or ears to hear, he's talking about our ability to transcend our limitations and our stubbornness, our refusal to look further than our own big toe, and we are to see and hear God's presence around us, within us. For when we are willing to allow Jesus into our lives and our hearts, we allow him to lift us up into a place of greater insight, greater understanding, greater intuition, greater knowledge of God, greater peace, greater more abundant of life. So with Jesus, we get a glimpse of the heavenly kingdom here in this life. And as well as beyond this life, we get a glimpse of the truth of resurrection. Jesus is about resurrection. That's why we don't have funerals in our tradition. We have death, burial, and resurrection because Jesus is in the business of resurrection. The disciples knew it. The Apostle Paul knew it. The early church people knew it. And now we know it too. Grave to life, dust to eternity. That's our heritage. And that's our story. We have forgotten the crux of the story, the resurrection. Take Jesus out of the resurrection from the Christian story, and you have nothing left except good moral teaching and a rule book to live by. That may get you somewhere, but it won't get you into God's kingdom. Jesus was clear. The apostles were clear. The Apostle Paul said, "You enter God's kingdom by the way." The way of Jesus. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But not just any life, resurrection life, eternal life. Now, that's the message that the disciples were sent out in the world to give. Jesus had come. He's alive. Repent. The Messiah and Savior is here. He is the one to make a way through every waywardness to God's way of the kingdom. Trust in Him. Have faith in Him, and your life will be changed. You will be lifted from the dust. Wow. In the Hebrew Scriptures, God sends out prophets to make similar proclamations to places like Nineveh and Sodom and Gomorrah and Egypt and many others. And the bid is this: repent. Remember that you're only dust. But God is the light. Return to God, and God will turn your dust into stardust and sundust and sunburst. God will lift you up into the heavens and restore you to new heights, heal you with new wholeness, and give you peace that passes all understanding. Spare your fate as mere dust to dust and ashes to ashes, because Jesus offers us more than just dust. Jesus offers us the breath of God, a chance to dust away our sin so that we do not have to be finally dusted and resigned to death, but we can be lifted up, ascended in a new kind of body and a new kind of life. We can be redusted with grace by the master potter, Jesus Christ, who can redesign us in His image, anew and afresh. So what are the wheat that remains when the chaff blows away? We are the rock that remains when the sand falls away. We are the diamond that remains when the coal is compressed. We are gathered in because we have the gift of seeing and hearing Jesus. He is the promise, the rainbow revealed when light moves through the dust, and His voice is the breath, His presence is the promise of God. Jesus sends His disciples, you and me, out, telling them that if anyone closed their eyes and ears to them, then God, they should shake off the dust from their feet and keep on going. So shaking off dust from their feet and body was a sign that they had done what they could to bring people to the awareness of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And there is some people that just won't listen. But the disciples had spread the truth of who Jesus is, the Messiah, the one who can turn sawdust into stardust. More than that, they could not do as God sighed often in the Hebrew Scriptures. We humans can be hard-hearted. We can be blockheaded, stiff-necked people, and if we refuse to hear and see the truth, we have sealed our own dusty fate as the chaff resigns to blow away in the wind. From dust we came, to dust we will return. We all are dust, and we will return. Dust to dust, ashes to ashes, as we say in the dust, death, burial, and resurrection service. But you know, I like the buts and the ifs, but we get to decide what kind of dust it is and what kind of dust we'll end up in. Sawdust or stardust? That's our choice. And if we stop, brush off the dust pile that we've been hiding under, and return to God and repent of our willfulness and our waywardness, and Jesus will cleanse us. It's never too late to repent and turn to God while we're here in this earthly body. Reform us, reclothe us in the robes of righteousness, and redust with the grace of God's redemption and love. Then we will all shine like the little hymn, "Shine, Jesus, shine," in living colors, the rainbow colors of the redeemed and the resurrection of life. So, what do you think? Dusting of death or the dusting of life? I think the Bible says, for me and my house will serve the dusting of life. Amen. Bite the dust or breathe the Spirit. You see, we have a choice. We don't have anything forced upon us. We choose to love God because we want to love God. So the choice is ours, to be dusted or to be dusted. That's the question. So what's the answer if that's the question? Jesus. He is always the answer. Hope and pray that you know Jesus in a personal and loving way. And we're grateful that you tune in to the message for the Bethel United Methodist Church. But we hope and pray you come to see us in person sometime too. Just know that God loves you, and so do we.